Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
Yeah, I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either. I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Too cool, 'cause baby, you got what I need.
Oh boy!
Yes, I promise, Rob. I actually feel some virtual bleeding because Rob just stabbed me.
Yes, I had a horn. That's all I had, so I had to, you know, go with what I had.
So it's 9 p.m. It's a Wednesday, and you are being serenaded by the beautiful melodic voice of Sparky. I am along with Robert and Stacy. What's up, guys?
Hey, we're glad to be here.
Well, I was.
You can take the earplugs out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, did you ever see, raise your hand if you've seen The Princess Bride.
I must be the only one on the planet who has not.
Oh, man, I've seen that. I've seen that like probably a couple hundred times, just because every female I date seems to love that movie, so I see it multiple times. And now, luckily, since you mentioned that, luckily my daughter saw it the other night and I had to record it, and now the whole process starts all over again.
All over again. That, and I think the next one, the one that's similar to it, it's Stardust with Robert De Niro, isn't it, and whatnot. But anyway, the Princess Bride, they have the part for the pain. So
yes.
DDP Yoga Tonight started out with to the pain, because, you know, it's to your ears. Anyway, so there was a purpose for
that.
That
was a long way to go for that.
Yeah, it was a reach. You know, I've got some very long arms that, you know, anyway. Just don't accomplish things sometimes. It's a good thing we're not professional, but there was a purpose for the You Got What I Need, because...
Thank God for that.
What?
Oh, no, go ahead.
because Team DDP Yoga has what we all need. And Stacy and Robert, you guys thought it was a good time for us to talk about Team DDP Yoga, and we're going to get to that a little bit later. So great topic, yeah?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's about time. We've grown to over... Are we 24,000 members yet?
I can tell you we are at 23,555 members.
Exactly. Fantastic.
And, amazing.
Great community, lots and lots of people there. And that's just like a segment. That's like the original homegrown, homeschooled, original DDP yoga community. And then there's like little plugins from Facebook and the Twitter feeds and stuff. But
yes.
The Team DDP Yoga is the main place, and it has a personality, and it was grown out of a place that was very original Team DDP Yoga, and we're going to hit that. But before we do, announcements. Stacy, you saw this earlier, and Robert saw it, and I don't know how many hundreds or maybe thousands of people have seen it, but there's a new Jake video.
Yes.
Yep, we saw that.
And, yeah, and it could be pretty shocking, huh, Chase?
Yeah, I was really sad to see it, but I can't say I was entirely surprised based on the last few shows with him. But, I think he just had a tough road ahead of him, and he's got a lot of things to heal from, but I have not given up hope on him.
Yeah, and there is a new video that came out, like, about maybe 30, 40 minutes ago, and I haven't had a chance to watch it all the way through, but there is a new one out. But, I mean, I tell you what, I watched the first one, and I was thinking, okay, this is paranormal activity with Jake, because it was
yeah,
so...
I thought I was going to see a ghost walk by.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody thought it was going to work or sobbing or something, and, you know.
Yeah, and it built up so much conversation about it. And the thing is, it didn't say anything. It didn't,
no.
You know. So I thought that was just a really, really interesting thing to watch the conversation as people try to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, and so people were trying to figure out what was going on there. We were trying to figure out what was going on with the show for a little bit. And but if you watch the live workout tonight, Dallas – postponed him last week. The guy is still recovering, and he was sweating it out tonight to a long workout. At the beginning of that, Dallas talked about it and addressed it. So we're going to do that right here, very quickly, get it under the belt, and move on. This is not a train wreck, folks. This is something that happened to Jake. You know, he had a couple of drinks, some moments of weakness, and from what Dallas is saying, Jake is back on the bandwagon 100%. The guy is rededicating himself. In the videos, Robert, this is basically total transparency, which is what Dallas wanted for the accountability crib anyway, because this is real.
Absolutely. Right. And that brings me to another point, is a lot of people said, why are we putting that out there? And in one sense, I kind of get that, but we've ever since the accountability crib has started, everything has been put out there. It's always been, like you said, 100% transparency. So to not put this out there and it to come out later would be like, you know, like DDP Yoga was trying to hide something, or Dallas was trying to hide something.
Yeah.
So it was like a trick bag. So I don't think people relapse. Addicts relapse, but I don't think that they were really prepared for that to happen. As far as, do we do another video? So there was a lot of debate over whether to put it out, and because everything is 100% transparency, there wasn't a whole lot of choice.
No, and so it's done. It people are moving on, and you know, you might have a mixed bag of feelings of that, but Jake is rededicated, so. You know, everybody gets back up. He's going to go to 90 meetings in 90 days, and he's going to be posting on Facebook. He's going to be posting on Twitter his update, so everybody can follow it. So this guy is about showing you what getting back up for. And like Dallas says and reiterated, and the last thing he had to say about it, you know, the accountability crib is about just that, being accountable. That's what Jake's going to do. And it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get back up.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, freaked out about, you know, Jake falling off the wagon. But, I mean, I think in 30, 60, or 90 days down the road, you look back and you realize that was a pothole or a speed bump. And it sucks, but it's not a huge deal in the long view. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I admit that I was like a little teenage kid watching a horror flick for the first time, running around screaming with my arms flailing in the air. Calm down a little bit. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, I had to send him a Valium.
Oh, boy.
I have to fist fight Katie right now because she said Blog Talk kind of sucks. And I hope she doesn't mean DDP Radio, because she's absolutely wrong. But
as she usually is.
Yeah. But it's funny. I had a thing happen to me today where something kind of sucked. I know the challenges we have with Blog Talk. And I listen to another radio show quite often, and because it reminds me of us, believe it or not. There's two personalities on the show, and they're great guys. It's actually the Catholic Guy show, and it's not a plug for him. It's just so you know what we're talking about. But there's a guy, Lino Rolli, and a guy, Father Rob, And Father Rob reminds me of you, Robert, because he, just some of his mannerisms in the last kind of the same. But,
yes, because I am so holy. Yes, I can see that.
Yes. You know, they have three letters, R-O-B, that are kind of the same. Take the holy away and it's all good.
Okay, yes. Then we're exactly alike.
Absolutely. Maybe you have a few more tattoos, too. But a little bit more maybe. But I'm kind of a fanboy, so I wrote him a letter and I asked him to have a question. And if you're a fanboy of anything and somebody reads it or tweets it or says something, you know, there's a little bit of excitement that goes along with that. So I got super excited. And I don't know why, because it's not – I'm not a we're not professionals here, but we do a radio show. But the fact that I'm listening to the radio show and they're like – It was funny because Lena's like, I don't read emails all the time, but if you write something and it amuses me, I'm going to read it. And this guy, Sparky, and then they made fun of my name for 5 minutes. which was fantastic. But I was really thrilled to have participated in that way in another radio show. And it's kind of weird having our radio show. I'm wondering where our fans are, Rob. Stacey.
Well, I've been spending this entire time wondering why you're cheating on us.
It's my confession. I have to do that every once in a while for participating here. But
Just so you guys know, we've already got two callers on hold for. So whenever we get to those, let me know. We can do that.
Okay.
So segueing from my fanboy moments, and if anybody is our fanboy out there, I mean, we do have Katie Stifler, who is perpetually the best, groupie for DDP Radio. But if anybody wants to apply to be DDP Radio fanboy, we're taking applications.
Yes.
But they have another awesome thing out there. And Stacey, tell me you wouldn't have been all over this. And still can be all over this, I guess. But the DDP Yoga Challenge, have you heard of that?
Yes, I have. That's a challenge you issued.
No, this is something new that just let me segue this for you.
I haven't heard of it then.
Now this is cool because probably a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, Steve calls me and goes, listen, I need you to design some checks. I'm like, okay, it's kind of random. He's like, yeah, but they need to be 4-foot by 2-foot checks. So it went through several different processes.
Like Publishers Clearinghouse.
Exactly. So they put out a video today where DDP and Steve show up at Arthur's place and hand him a check for $20,000.
Blew
him away. And Arthur was absolutely speechless. I mean, you should go back and watch the video. But, those are my checks, just so everybody knows. I'm sure you were wondering. But it was really, really cool. And the whole idea for it was that we want to find the most inspirational blogs out there. And, whether it's Slim or Arthur or whoever, we want you to make a blog and inspire others with inspire others with your transformations. And they thought who's the most inspiring person that's come out of DDP Yoga so far, and that's Arthur. He's got the most recognition. So they dropped him off a check and as the first winner of this DDP Yoga Challenge, which it's going to go on for a year, and I think they're going to put out, what did they say, $25,000 in cash?
Yeah, there's $25,000 that's up for you guys. Now, it's not, you might think it's a $25,000 check all at once, but it's not. It's going to be spread across. There's actually going to be a chance for three different people to win throughout that year. Isn't that awesome?
Oh yeah,
and wow.
The biggest bonus out of all this is that I'll probably design your check too.
That would be all fantastic. Those checks can be made by Stacey Morris and Sparky.
I tried to get them to print ones for me, and he wouldn't do it.
The cool thing about that too, if you want a big check, is a 3-month challenge. So it's a year like you said, Robert. But at 3 months, they're going to say who's the most inspirational blog right now. $5,000, boom, dropped. Pretty sweet, huh? And so if you think that's you, that you can do that in 3 months, do it. And then what they're going to do, they're going to take you, and you're still going to be there, still do your blog, still inspire, because this is a year-long, baby, and 6 months. So, and this is what's cool about the 6 months is this is the first time that DDP Yoga is actually one of the things we focus on is 30, 60, 90 days. This is taking it past that. This is taking it into maintain. See how long you can do it. And, you know, Stacey, how long have you been doing it? Let people know.
4.5 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep. Still inspiring.
So I think your blog would totally apply.
Yeah. Tens of thousands of hits on your YouTube video, and I don't know how many visits you get on your site, but people reference it all the time. But not only 6 months, 12 months, another $5,000. So there's three winners throughout the year, and it looks like those three most inspiring people will then go head-to-head for 10 Gs.
I wonder if they're going to do a death match. That'd be cool.
That'd be really. I think they should create like the DDP Yoga Challenge Pit, and throw everybody in there. You know, I might be okay with that because when I was doing my certification videos, I remember Dallas telling me he liked some of the stuff I was doing because I like to use props. As long as I could bring my props with me, everybody's going down. Because I got like broomsticks and balls and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you should definitely bring your balls.
Yeah, I have a lot of practice with that. is that a safe segue, or do we need to drop the website? Because I don't think we did it yet.
Yes, ddpyogachallenge.com.
Okay. Was that a wonderfully designed website? Another masterpiece by you, Robert?
No, Steve did it.
So the site is okay. The challenge is going to be awesome.
It's okay. The site is passable, but you know, that's actually pretty cool. Even though I didn't do it.
Yeah, but let's go to what is really cool, guys. There's just like so much stuff going on here. I don't think I can talk. I'm going to have to bounce around the room a little bit. But we got the challenge going on, but. The awesome site that was designed, because I got a sneak peek, there are some perks to being an unprofessional blog talk radio, internet radio host, and that's that I get to see some stuff a little bit early, and one of those things was the DDP Yoga certification site, which is awesome, mm-hmm. Robert, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So, we've been putting a lot of work into that. It's still got a long way to go. But that's going to happen in a very short time. I think within another week or so, we're going to be able to pop that open and really start getting people certified. So it's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the site is sexy. And so I can't wait to sign in and start using it and make it even more sexy with my presence. But All right.
I don't think Stacey was very impressed by that.
No, not at all. She's like, yeah, good. I'm going to get there.
I'm sorry, guys. That was not personal. I'm just answering a question for someone.
That's a good excuse.
Damn it, people, I'm pulling for sexy.
Stacey, did you get a chance to check out the live workout today?
I did not. I'm sorry. You got to give me a list. Give me a list at the beginning of the day, and I'll do it.
Well, the because we mentioned the live workout at the beginning, but I did most of it. They ran way too close to our time to start the show, so I couldn't finish it. But it was actually really, really cool.
Yeah, it was like over an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he did some core work at the end, and I had to skip that. But it was a really cool workout, and Ted was there, and Jake was there, and Dylan, and Stacy, and did I mention Linda already? And Brittany was there. It was a pretty cool
group. Where can these be seen, just so I know, and everybody else who doesn't know?
I would just go to, all of our videos are all in the same place. Just go to youtube.com/DallaPage, DallaPage, and I'll always poke fun at Dallas for misspelling his own name. Dallas. He misspelled his own name when setting up a YouTube account. So...
That's awesome.
I'm
glad I'm the only one that doesn't have challenges mastering spelling in the English language. So.
Yeah, but your own name, come on.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's getting on a plane or else kick my ass for saying that. But
he got, it's cool because I caught part of it, and when he got down in the swamp and did the 30-minute alligator, that's always tough because in the one video
seconds.
When he's like, yeah, what did I say, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a plank there. Okay, so for the YouTube Friday Freaks, it's a 30-minute plank. That's what we're looking for. you know, there's a whole group that does, like, videos on Fridays. Vinny Weight Loss, I think, is his YouTube handle or his DDP Yoga handle. And they do these challenges on Fridays and videotape themselves and post them. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I've checked those out. Those are really cool.
Yeah, they're pretty neat stuff. But actually, that takes us to the end of our announcements. And we're at the 20-minute mark. What did I tell you guys at the beginning of the show? About 20 minutes.
You said 20 minutes. The audience. Yeah, you said 20 minutes. The audience would be asleep, man. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So everybody's out there. Actually, we're not going to get on the topic right yet because I do want to give another shout out to the Streakers who's out there, and actually Christina Russell and Chad Collins and our buddy Roger. Roger really actually took command of the challenge, and he's out there every day, tweeting or posting a video or talking people. Up about it and doing some great stuff. And
Roger is awesome.
Yeah, Roger's actually a really super cool guy and does a lot, I think, for motivating the team and keeping people up to speed with what they need to do and what they should know. So he's a great asset as well as everybody else who's doing the challenges and doing things. So go Streakers. You guys are awesome, so keep going at it. And congratulations to Christina, I think she marked 40 pounds down today. So put a video and a tweet out about that. So that's an awesome.
She put up a little happy dance video today. You can't make that shit up.
There's nothing like a good happy dance is awesome. Everybody needs to do a good happy dance every once in a while.
Yes.
But so now. Popping topic, we're talking about Team DDP Yoga, and
yes.
You know, I'm really not sure how to slide into this because there's kind of a list of, like, we know what the benefits of Team DDP Yoga, and we want you all to know that because it's a very inspirational, motivational, and positive place to be. You know, we have you know what the mission of Team DDP Yoga is. And we have some issues with Team DDP Yoga. There's actually some gravity with Team DDP Yoga that we need to talk to. So,
yes, and it's something that we really haven't seen so far.
No, it's we're growing up. we're going calling it old school is different, but most often when you talk about people who are here from the beginning, you talk about old school,
And then we got, like, all the new folks who come in, and some of them stay, and some do the 30 days. But, you know, it's sort of that, we pick up a little bit of that that internet social media culture in Team DDP Yoga, which is weird. It's weird to me to see, because I was here before it was like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, when we started out, we had, what, 30 people, and it was like, you know, guys like Jim Mabes and, you know, people like that. And we were all really, really knew each other. We were all, you know, on a very personal level with each other. And that's just not possible with 25,000 people.
Oh, it's really tough to do that with 25,000 people. I mean, we went from a place where chat was happening. If in the morning you saw five people, throughout the day there was nobody, then at night you saw two or three, then it bumped up to 12. You know, and then, we carried about 20 people on average. And then the Arthur spike, there's up to like 60 people. I saw the room once with like almost 100 people in it.
Yeah. I mean, well, I remember for like months we would joke about, why do we even have chat? There's never anybody there.
What's this feature? Nobody uses it.
Yeah. And now you can't, it's going 24 hours a day. It's spinning like a top.
Yeah. So why don't we hit it like this? And, Stacey, I'll tell you about that in a second. why don't we hit it this way? If you want to call, we're taking calls, as always, and we'll get you on. We'll try to get you in and out in case we've got a lot of callers. We want to go through Team DDP Yoga. And what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're calling in and you want to give a quick update, that's cool. But why don't you go ahead and tell us why Team DDP Yoga is great for you, or if it's great for somebody else, and maybe it's who did something outstanding for you on Team DDP Yoga, or what did you pull out of it? How about sort of as like as a promo of what Team DDP Yoga is to you? Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Good.
Okay. So you know, for me, real quick, in Team DDP Yoga, I was fortunate enough to get here when, Robert was very accessible, Stacy was accessible, Doug was accessible, and it was really awesome because I was here before Doug got super busy, which he is right now, and, for me, my Team DDP Yoga moment was when, and we talked a little bit about it, I think it was last week when Dallas was asking me about Doug, but, was when Doug took, he was stalking me, okay? And he took a super huge interest in what I was doing. And I might be 40, but I'm kind of a techie guy. I'm not super huge social media guy, but I get it. I know what the environment's like. And I'm used to what the typical, Facebook kind of community is, Twitter community. You can get internet muscles real quick, talk people down, shout down. There's no discussion. There's no cooperation, right? So when this guy starts following me around on Team DDP Yoga, hitting me up in chat and seeing what's going on, I'm like, who is this asshole and what does he want?
And 3 years later, you know he's an asshole, but at least he's your friend now.
Yes, he's my friend now. but seriously, it was kind of a shock to me. And, sort of, like you said, fast forward it, like what Doug did for me was to call me and make me accountable. And, I probably would have done some good things with myself in the first 30 days, the first 60 days. You know, honestly, I couldn't tell you after 90 days. Without the support of people like Stacy and Doug and Robert and Dallas and Rez and some of the old school guys, Toast. There was a dude called Touchdown that was in and out. But I might have been Rich Wilkinson,
in
and out guy.
Remember HD?
Oh yeah, HD was old. Yeah, he's still doing it. He's still kicking it, but he's not really. He's not really visible in the community right now.
But HD would answer any question anybody has anytime right now. I actually keep in touch with him a lot more through Facebook. It's just an easier thing for you and I to keep on. But getting back to the core things with Doug, it's like Team DDP Yoga gives you that. It tends to give you that one person when you need it, or it tends to give you the ability to find that one person if you need it to help hook you up on your journey. And because of Doug, I'm here for a very, very long time, and he had a big part to play in it. You guys had a big part to play in that because he kept me going long enough that got me, had Dallas pull me into the show. I think he was one of the reasons that Dallas pulled me into the show, because Doug was the original. He had to fill the original spot, this original chair that I'm in. And,
yeah. And hey, I mentioned this the other day, but did you guys realize that we just had the 3-year anniversary of DDP Radio?
Oh, my gosh. That's
crazy.
I didn't know that. We should have had a party.
Yeah, I mean, yeah that would Yeah, we're all in different states, but still, we should have done something. I went back and looked at the archives and realized that we've reached 3 years doing this.
I live for the day, and I know when it's not going to happen this year, just because I won't be at the retreats. But I would love to have the day where at least, you know, 3 of us, if not 4 of us, with Dallas, you know, if not just 2 of us, are in the same place at the same time. Doing the radio show for people, I don't know radio professionally. I mean, you know, we're not professionals. We talked about it, but can you imagine being able to play off of each other live?
God, that'd be insane.
Yeah, that would be fun.
People would think we stepped up our game, that we actually know what we're doing.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, they may be, you know, slightly more convinced.
Yeah, but they might be. But and I'll, you know, I'll just cap off my journey with. In my Team DDP Yoga moment, like if you watch my transformation video, I give a big shout out to Doug, because at the end of my 1 year, Doug motivated me. I drove from Pennsylvania to Baltimore to meet Doug for the first time, and he organized a workout and had me meet Arthur Borman, which was a huge inspiration. And Arthur punished me for the next 2 hours in an incredible DDP Yoga workout. But and that really kept my mind and my in the game, and because there's times your body's not going to be in the game. There's times that you know, your heart may not be in the game, but if one of them, you can keep one of them in check, it helps to pull the other two in line. You never lose all three, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know about you guys. What do you think, Stace?
Well, I think it's absolutely crucial to have. I mean, this whole community and system was founded on the helping hand principle, you know, and I think it's how all of us who've gotten anywhere have done it, through someone who literally reached out and said, let me help pull you up, you know, assuming you want to be pulled up.
Yeah, and the whole idea of, I mean, we call it a community, but the idea of a community where everyone is there for everyone else, that's the soul of the site, and that's where the ideas came from to do this, and that's how it was built, you know, and we've all...
Yeah, and there's another principle, I guess, if you will, besides the idea of helping someone else. What really fuels it is most people are grateful for the help that they're given. I'll always thank Dallas and Terry. And it's just a part of the cycle that it's not going to run the engine properly unless they're both there. And I've noticed just in my own little, you know, world on the community that I get lots of questions from readers and from people who see my video. And I'm always really happy to answer questions and share my story and share what works for me. But like 80% of the time, I'll send somebody a really heartfelt response to what they're asking, and I get crickets, you know? And it's like, how hard would it be to just say, hey, got your email, thanks for your input, you know? Because that's just how I always played it, you know, when Terry would spend time on me and answer my questions, and Dallas would call me, and it's just to me, it's a very proper thing to show gratitude and appreciation.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Stacey, because, you know, the knowledge that you have and the journey that you've gone through, there's a lot of experience there that people are able to take advantage of and to learn from. And I think a trait that we all have is that we wear our hearts on our sleeve, you know, and when we reach out our hand, you have our heart at the same time, and you're giving a little piece of yourself away, you know, and it means something to you.
Yeah, it really does. And like I said, I'll never stop helping people or responding to them, but it's part of, like I said, it's an important element of the machine and fueling this machine, which is helping so many people and it's changing lives. But to me, I think you have to participate in it in the proper way. It's just like walking into a store and taking a bunch of things and not paying for them in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and, you know, as we move forward with the discussion, you know, we're still looking to talk to everybody out there. So if you have a question, drop it in chat. It could be for any of us. It could be, you know, something that happened to you in Teen Baby Pioga. You just want to, you know, shout to the clouds and tell everybody what a great experience it was. And you can do that in the chat, Blog Talk Radio, DDPRadio.com. Or you can call us 347-994-1216 and hit Sparky, Robert, or Stacy up. And that might be a good time if we still have one of those callers waiting. Thank you for waiting. Pull them on.
Yeah, let's do that right now. Who's on area code 901?
Hey, guys, it's Nolan Bobbitt. How's it going tonight?
Nolan. How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great. I'm a little tired. I did the live workout tonight, and Robert, I was right there with you by the time we got to the core stuff. It's like, oh, I've got to sit the rest of this out. I'm a little tired tonight.
Well, I wasn't tired. I just ran out of time to get on with DDP Radio. But, man, he went a lot longer than what I expected since he was so sick.
Well, when he said a beginner workout, I thought, oh, this is going to be a beginner workout, and it's a good, pretty close to an hour, and I hadn't eaten anything, so it's like, I've got to get something to eat before too much longer. So,
past beginner when he threw in those 10-second push-ups.
Yeah, cool. That's not in any of the beginner videos, I don't think. Well, you guys were talking about Team DDP Yoga, and I was thinking about there's so many people. You guys have hit on so many good points already, but there are a couple of people, when I think back and I feel bad, I think, Sparky, I think we were even emailing about this yesterday, that I haven't been active on the site, and part of that's with my job transition and a lot of things going on where my computer time's been limited. But, you know, I'm a year into this thing, 115 plus pounds down. I had the opportunity to teach two certified personal trainers an hour-long class a week ago on Thursday. And they've asked me, once I get my certification with DDP Yoga, to come teach there 3 to 4 days a week, morning classes. And so I was thinking about all that and how that would not be possible without a couple of people that I met strictly through DDP Yoga that I've never met in person but have become lifelong friends now. And those two guys that come to mind immediately, and I feel bad because I'm going to leave some other folks out, but Chad Collins is my brother from another mother who now lives in the Boston area. But Chad encouraged me through those first 120 days like you wouldn't believe. And he was a little further ahead of me in the process and kind of fell off the wagon. And through some other connections, I was able to reconnect with Chad. And about 2 months ago, we had about an hour and a half phone call, and I told Chad, you got me to where I am today, and I will drag you across this finish line if we've got to do it together. But you will finish this race, and Chad's fully engaged. But I wouldn't be where I am without Chad Collins. And the other guy, through his videos, through just comments on stuff, Mike Mullins has just impacted my life. And, you know, they're probably – when you look at ideals and different perspectives of life, there probably aren't two guys that are more different than me and Mike Mullins. And this guy is my brother because he has tried and tried and tried to help me master Black Crow, and I can hold it for all of about a half second. But it's through his inspiration that I've even tried it. And I can't thank those guys enough. So if you're a beginner, I would say jump in and find, you know, I don't get to connect with everybody, but those are two guys who have had a huge impact on my life that I would have never known about except for DDP Yoga, through the Team DDP Yoga website.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
And while you're on here, bro, I know you just sent me another update on where you're at. Do you want to tell everybody what your new weight is?
My new weight is 235, and I'm putting my eyes on the prize. I can't remember the last time. I was probably 300 pounds by the time I was in the eighth grade, and the lowest weight I ever was probably in high school was about 265. So this is kind of uncharted territory for me in a lot of ways, but I've got my eyes on 220 now, and I'm going to get there.
Nice.
So you're getting to relive your childhood. That's great.
Yeah, well, one of the things, I think I posted this on one of the pages on Facebook. I did something on Sunday that I've never done before. I dove into a swimming pool.
Oh,
and
my God.
That sounds like probably a little thing to a lot of people, but, you know, I was always the funny fat guy who knew how to belly flop and how to cannonball and all the ridiculous kind of things that you do. But my 11, almost 12-year-old daughter and I both learned how to dive into a swimming pool head first on Sunday. And so when you say, Stacy, when you're talking about childhood kind of things, you know, those are the things that I do now. I mean, I loved roller coasters and was terrified to get on them because they all had some kind of weight restriction, or I was scared the seatbelt wouldn't fit. And, you know, there's nothing I love more now. I can't wait to go back to Disney World and to Six Flags because there's nothing that's going to stop me. And it
that's
is
awesome.
Reliving your childhood, except, you know, it's better than I could. My goal when I started DDP Yoga was to get up off the floor without assistance. And, you know, now I can hold Black Crow for a half second or a second, you know, and it's like there's no stopping me. And I never had that. It's weird, uncharted water. But I absolutely love every day, and I can't wait for the challenge of every day. And that doesn't mean every day is perfect, but my life is so much different now than it was 13 months ago. I can't even describe it accurately.
You sound amazing. You sound absolutely amazing. And you're living proof what the support from this community can do.
Absolutely. It's when Chad poured into my life, and we just started talking smack through Twitter initially after meeting on the website, and he encouraged me. I guess we were the original streakers in some way, Sparky, because Chad pushed me. He had done several days, and I ended up doing 180-something days straight before I ended up taking a day off. And I realized that probably wasn't the best thing for my body, so I try not to do that anymore. I'm hanging out. I think I've done 25 of the 26 days in June, but I had one with a stomach bug. So, but it's because of those connections. So this community, even though I haven't been as active recently, it means everything to me. And every ounce of success I've had has been a reflection of what happens at Team DDP Yoga.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That
is so great to hear.
Yeah, Nolan, you got a great story, and you're so energized right now. I bet you have to feel like the youngest you've felt in years. So. Don't forget to hit me up on your on the podcast that you're going to do. So
absolutely, I'll be happy to have you. I'd love to have all of you guys on there, and it's just going to be a kind of an extension of DDP Radio in the sense of I'm going to sit down every week and chat with somebody about life transformation. You know, Roger's a guy that I want to have on there, and Roger didn't have any weight to lose, but he has. Inspired so many other people and a lot of folks out there. If you're interested at all, it's just going to sit down on random days and have Skype sessions that we're going to record and put out on the internet. So hit me up either through the Team DDP Yoga page or the Facebook website, and I'd be happy to sit and Skype with you and hear your story and let others be inspired by your transformation.
Cool. That's awesome, man. It's inspiring others and letting others inspire other people, too. Cool. Thanks for the call, bro, and best of luck on your next goals.
Because we're following you, brother. I want you to get down to that 220 mark. So,
all right. We'll talk to you guys
soon.
It. Thanks so much.
All right.
I'm going to
do care,
it.
Brother.
All right. Cool. So there's an awesome story of somebody who's come in and has done a lot. And he's doing, actually, I think he's doing, and if you've read some of his stuff that he's energized, excited about, and stuff he probably didn't expect he'd ever be doing. Guy's got an awesome career. He's, you know, getting in line and teaching people DDP yoga. And, you know, he's going off on his own doing a podcast. I mean, how cool is that? Got to be excited about it.
Amazing.
So we had a couple questions in the chat, and people asking sort of about some more medical type stuff, spine stuff, exercises to correct spinal issues. I'm going to go ahead and say, guys, we would love to help you if we had that kind of knowledge. But if you got some kind of medical issue coming up like that, you probably best hit up your doc, your chiro, or reach out to Yoga Doc or Terry. Because those guys have really good medical knowledge, and you know, it's just something it's not in our wheelhouse. We'd love to talk about it, but you know, just can't.
Yeah, if you want to know how to fix your webpage, I'm the guy to go to. But
that's pretty sweet. So, you know, there's a lot of inspiration. We've been talking about the inspiration of Team DDP Yoga and how we've been inspired. And Stacey, you brought up some, you know, a little bit some frustration that can go on. That's different, that we're not used to with Team DDP Yoga. And you know, there's some of that goes on in one of the most recognizable features of Team DDP Yoga, and that's the chat. Which is kind of weird to have the discussion about it, because we've never really had to have a broad-based discussion about it. But you know, we've had a couple people that may have had warnings here or there in the past. I can count them on a couple fingers. I don't know. It's kind of weird for me to talk about. It's kind of like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it is weird because chat has been like a great thing, and like we said before, it was something that wasn't really used for a long time, and now it's blowing up. But you know, we've come across some issues in the especially the last 2 weeks, I'd say, Sparky.
Yeah, and it's been on before, and I know there's a, you know, late night can get a little crazy, you know, it's some of that face that social media kind of, I think, personality has creeped in there, and it's tough for us to know how to know how to deal with it and navigate it. So I'm not, you know, maybe we should start and say, you know, we can probably say what we don't intend chat to be.
That's a good idea.
You know, chat's not really intended to, you know, promote a view or necessarily that's negative or to put somebody down for lewd vulgarities or sexual conduct. I feel weird saying that, but it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, let me jump in there, Sparky, since you feel a little bit weird about it. I have, you know, I have much less of a filter than you do. you know, we're not looking for, you know, chat is to help other people. It's not to talk about your sex life. It's not to tell someone to tell somebody off. You know, if you have a problem with somebody, that's what we have admins for. And my name is on every single page of that website. So you can find me. If you have an issue with someone, just contact me and we'll sort it out. I mean, we've done it before, and 9 times out of 10, it can just be talked out and handled. It's not a big deal. But we've had a lot of troll activities, and if you know you're not internet savvy, you don't know what a troll is someone who just comes on to cause trouble, just to be negative and to make other people's lives difficult, and that's something that we're not going to allow. I've booted people out of chat for the first times in the years and years that we've had this site, and we'll continue to do it. And if that doesn't solve the problem with someone, then I'll delete them. But we want to keep this place as positive as possible, and we're not going to allow those activities to continue anymore.
Yeah, and I, you know, the weird thing for me is I, you know, in reaching out to some of the people that I've had to with issues on the chat and had to have, like, a personal conversation with them, it, like you said, it for me, it's like a 9 times out of 10 thing. Somebody's like, you know what, I was totally being a jerk. And those people have come in and have inspired so many people. I'm not gonna drop names or anything, but I can tell you, these people have come in and totally said, you know what, I know what this is about. And, you know, I want to sympathize with some people who are like that, because if you come in, if you're negative about yourself, about your journey, about where you're going, about where you've been, and you haven't found the right thing yet, yeah, you know what, it's probably easy not to have buy-in, not to have a completely positive outlook on things. And that's not saying that, you know, we're a cult, we have mind thinking, everybody has to do the same thing, because you don't have to. But what you do have to do is respect that there are people here who are looking for those things, inspiration, motivation, positivity.
Yeah, and it should be a safe haven from negativity. Not that we all know that exists, but there are plenty of other places you can engage in that on the web. You know, this is sort of a, in my mind, it's always been kind of sacred, because it's such a positive, supportive, welcoming place for people.
Yeah, and one of the issues that happened, I think it was just this past week, is we had a user, I mean, and I'm not going to name any names on anything, but we had a user contact us and said that his nephew had gone to the, had seen the chat and some of the things that were said over his shoulder. And that's, you know, that very day I had this conversation with you, Sparky, that this is my fear, is that people aren't going to be able to let their kids see this website because of the things that are happening in chat. And that happened later that day, and that's a problem.
Yeah, let me just put the period on that, because, you know, just saying that, you know, people might be like, well, people are too insensitive. Hey, this was a kid who came in who saw this for the first time. You know, a family member was doing yoga, loves it, and, you know, I got the email too, and it touched me, because this kid said, you know, I don't know why you're in there talking to these people, because if I saw that, there's no way I'd want to be a part of that program.
Hmm.
You know, knowing what I know about Team DDP Yoga and about DDP Yoga, when people see it, yeah, some people have questions. Some people think workouts are gimmicky. They're used to that. They're used to, like, a 30, 60, 90-day solution. They're not used to a community. they're not used to a community that is fully supportive of everybody in it, you know. But
right,
when you're here, you're here, and this community is supportive. It's positive. I don't want people. I have been here for over 3 years, folks. Stacy's been here for over 4. Doug's been here for over 5. Dallas has been here since the beginning. Robert's been here since the beginning. I don't get paid to do this. I do this because I like it. I do it because I love it. I do it because it makes me feel good to help other people. It inspires me to see what they do when they succeed. And you coming in and doing stuff, if people come in and do that, I'm not saying you, like there's anybody I have in mind, but when people come in and do that, you know, it destroys that for me. You know, I don't want to see that happen for anybody else. That's it.
Well, I don't want to dwell on this and make this a negative thing. So let me bottom line it. We're going to be implementing some new rules, so everybody knows what the rules are and the things. You know, for me, I would think they'd be common sense, but apparently they're not. So we're going to be adding some rules of behavior, so everybody knows what they're not supposed to do. We're going to be adding more moderators. We don't want to turn into a police state by any stretch of the imagination, but we wanted to keep it the positive place that it's always been.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry if I got too heavy. I feel like I need to apologize.
Yeah. Well, you usually do. It's that Catholic background.
Robert's going to pull me back in. Robert's my ground. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, anytime for you. Anything, man. We got another caller. Should we take that and change the subject here?
You know why you want to change the subject? You want to change
because
the subject because that was so heartfelt. I heard you crying. You were a little bit clumped right there.
Yeah, I had a tear. Mm-hmm. I punched the catch. anyway.
So let's hope you get past that. Who do we got?
Oh, boy. Area code 831.
Hello, my name is Bill. Hello, this is Bill. I wanted to, on not too much, man, just, you know, finish a workout today with a trainer that is an animal. And I wanted to touch on that promo deal on how you wanted to know about DDP Yoga and how it has inspired me and worked for me. I've taken to the food very naturally. I've anything with like rice milk, goat milk, even the salads with the goat cheese. I'm eating those left and right. And to also touch on that part that Stacy commented on about getting like gratitude from responding to people, I appreciate all the tips and suggestions through the email. And I used those, and then when I went to my doctor for a physical, I hopped on the scale, and I gained 11 pounds, so I'm up to 141. And I'm very happy about that. And, you know, and I'm always talking up DDP Yoga left and right to friends of mine, people that I know, and I actually want to take on the certification when that gets going. And I feel very strongly about that because this is something that, you know, fitness, something that I love, and it's fun. And also, too, a little off the beaten path topic here, I will be getting different things for people that are, you know, vision impaired or blind. This goes back a month ago when I brought up that question, and it wasn't posed before. I'm getting like the booklets in a different format. I did get shown different technologies that could assist with that a lot easier, different things. So I will be keeping in contact with Robert and giving suggestions to him to get out to people. For that, if they have any questions, they can also reach me via Facebook. I'm on there, and before I go, I would also like to say, you know, the whole community of Team DDP Yoga would love that. I'm a member of it.
Awesome.
And unfortunately, I'm not on the chat. I'm not doing any of that. Not because I don't want to. I would love to, but this goes again with me being a blind user of it. It's not totally accessible. So, go ahead, Sparky.
What's that, Bill?
I thought you were gonna say something. I would love to keep chat. I would love to chat with everybody, but that Team DDP Yoga, it is very challenging for me to navigate, due to it not being accessible. So, I mean, hopefully in the near future, it can be turned around. I would really like to see it made accessible to blind users. And that, again, will go to you, Robert, because I was just yesterday talking with an adaptive technology specialist who knows that field and who can give good suggestions on, like, what to put in to make it accessible for people that are blind. And,
Robert's definitely the guy to bring that up with, so... I think it's awesome that you're here, you know, with the challenges, you're sticking with it, and that you're on the site, you know, and you have a presence, and you're doing the workouts, man. So thanks for all the positive feedback, and keep in touch. Make sure to get in touch with Robert, and thanks for the call, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have a great night.
You too, bro.
Man.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
That's pretty cool. We got people with all kinds of different challenges in different places coming in from team from different places to join Team DDP Yoga and do the workouts just like Bill, which is pretty sweet. You know, one thing I did want to mention about the chat that I didn't say. One of the biggest questions that we probably get is do we have rooms, because that sometimes solves some of the problems. And one of the biggest, I think, challenges of the Ning framework is that we have one chat room, There's not multiple rooms that we can have. So that's just not going to happen, which is a big emphasis on why, you know, we need to keep it the way we do. If you want to have a private chat with somebody, just you can ping them and you can do a one-on-one private chat. But no chat room, no multiple chat rooms. So
at least not yet. Ning is always upgrading their infrastructure, so that may be coming at some point, but right now it's not.
Yeah, which kind of stinks, but, you know, there's other channels if you want to talk about other stuff. You know, you can always hit that up other places, so, excuse me, I need a drink, I'm all dry, but we have wonderful things that shouldn't happen on Radio Moments.
Oh, yeah, we actually, that's pretty much our entire show. But
and for those people who write and ask if they can have this hour back of their life, no, it's just not going to happen.
No, we have a very strict non-refundable policy.
Mm-hmm. But we do have another caller, which we would love.
Yes, we do. Thank God for that. Area code 605. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Travis. How you doing?
Hey,
good,
Travis.
Bro. How you
what's
doing?
Up?
Hey, you know, it wouldn't be a community show without me calling in at least once, you know, and saying hey and checking in with everybody.
We could try that to see what it's like.
We need our regular, man.
I know. you need your the Great White North infusion a little bit, whatever. So the bipolar South Dakota. So yeah, I just came back from the JoJo, and incorporated the Diamond Cutter into our strength training for the night there, because our sensei was he didn't want to run, and he didn't want to do a lot of extra moving around, but he wanted to sweat. So I said, hey, I got an idea. I got this thing. It's called Diamond Cutter. Let's get into it there. So 55 minutes later, and we're ready to throw down, and I was doing our throws and locks became a lot easier because we're too sweaty or whatever else to keep the lock in steady. So yeah, but you know, going back and going to your, you know, what you're talking about with the with the site and everything, you know, when I joined DDP, you know, Team DDP Yoga, I really liked the site because there was you know, no drama. I've not really gone to the chat room, not because, you know, I necessarily avoid the chat room there. I'm in tech support, and I'm on a computer 8 hours a day. So really, you know, what the last thing I want to do is I want to, you know, get on the computer and be in a chat room. So, but, you know, everything I've seen on Team DDP Yoga on the site, doing the challenges and doing the forums and everything, it's all been positive. It's all been great. They're great people on there. And I stayed away from Facebook for over a year because of all the negativity and all the trolling, whatever else. And I, just got back into it. But, you know, and you're not going to have a site without having a couple people, a couple trollers and whatnot that just make things difficult, you know, and you quash them. You just have to, you know, pull them aside and say, hey, you want to be a part of this? This is where we are. You have established rules, and if they can't establish, if they can't follow the rules, then you kindly escort them off the site.
Yeah, that's what we... I tell you what, since in the week that we've been watching it closer and cracking down on things, the difference has really been night and day.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of sites. My wife's a writer. She, you know, there's writing sites, and you know, she's on a bunch of forums, and you just can't get away from it. So it's just, you know, it's just redirecting that negative, you know, negative energy, you know, say, hey, you want to be a part of this here? This is where we're at here. And just, you know, and deal with it and do it quietly. It doesn't have to be a big dramatic deal and done. So,
yeah, we want to help everyone reach their goals. But if they're not going to, take away from the community instead of adding to it, then we can't have them there. It's just, you know, it's that simple.
And, you know, great, and you have, you know, it takes away from great people like Roger. Roger, you know, Laurie there, he's one of the speakers there. He just texted or not texted, Twittered on, you know, going and getting shirt sizes for all the streakers that have stuck with it up to this point. You know, and you don't see
He's awesome.
That. Just mm-hmm. You just do not see that on other sites. You just don't. So you know what? This just cements why Team DDP. Team DDP Yoga hits the head of the world, you know, is the best site out there. So,
awesome.
But that's all I got to say. Just wanted to say hi, stop in, whatever else. So, you guys have a good night.
Thanks for calling, man.
I love to hear from that guy. I look forward to Travis calling every week now.
Yeah. He's the caller that Stacy wishes she could be, you know? Or not Stacy, I meant Katie. Sorry.
Katie.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, oh, God, that just went horribly wrong in my mouth. But, you know, we had... this is going to be like the first of four shows that we're doing without Dallas while he's away.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we really had to dig into a lot of stuff tonight, and I'm hoping, you know, well... I know that the next three shows are going to be a lot lighter and a lot more fun. We just had to get that stuff cleared out and talked about so everybody knew what was going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the overall arc and the overall story for everybody to take away is we all love Team DDP Yoga. It is the place to be for pause, motivation, inspiration. That is Dallas's personality of Team DDP Yoga. That's what he built. And let's keep it that way.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's other stuff that we could add to this. I don't know if I want to. I want to leave it on the pause note of, man, I love you guys. And, you know, Travis rounded us out pretty good on callers. I don't know if we got any more callers.
No, we don't. I think we're good. And I know you love me, and I think you have a great personality. So, you know.
And you're... Sparky, and you're sexy.
Rawr.
Yeah, you are sexy in your own mind.
Drop
dead. And speaking, you guys, speaking of sexy, I have a quick announcement.
Yes.
Chef Bill, who's doing a cooking demo at the retreat, that has been scaled back. They're in a smaller space. It's now going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, July 13th.
And
I want
you to know, Stacy, I signed up for that today.
Okay, good.
I will be there.
But good. But if you want to taste his amazing cooking and get some, you know, techniques on clean eating, but doing it in a really food and wine kind of a way, get in there early so you can enjoy it.
I'm not sure how they're
going to
do it. They're
going to
put out an email.
Yeah, definitely do that because Chef Bill does some amazing stuff. And
mm-hmm.
You know, you're not too chefy yourself with the recipes, Stacy. So you got a lot of stuff up there. And still at StacyMorris.com, right?
Yes, StacyMorris.com. I've got new recipes up every week and a few other things. So I just posted something new today, so check it out when you can.
Sweet.
Nice.
And you guys want to throw anything else out there before we walk the show off into the sunset?
Dude, I'm drained. I got nothing left.
Sweet. Well,
no, I think let's keep it positive and let's keep on uplifting each other because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Absolutely. Oh, I forgot
to
tell you, Sparky.
Yeah.
Sparky, on that note, you suck. So let's close it out.
I don't know where to go with that, man. this is another awesome thing about Team DDP Yoga. So, yeah, keep your hand out and reach your hand out because you're going to meet somebody else who's going to either pick you up, motivate you, or inspire you on the way. This is DDP Radio. This is Team DDP Yoga. Be a part of it. And that's all I got to say, man, because this is a journey. And it's a life journey that will change your life. From everybody who is here tonight and my co-host and Stacy and Robert, thank you. Thanks, Bill, Nolan, and Travis for the calls. All of you in the chat who always support us. Thank you to my streakers. Keep going. A couple more
even
days
Katie.
Left. So, what's that?
I said even Katie.
Even
yeah.
Katie.
Have a great week, everyone.
Definitely.
Yeah,
Have an awesome week. I think actually we're going to be off next week because of the holidays, so we'll probably see you in 2 weeks. So enjoy the 4th, and don't get too crazy, folks. It's been real. It's been fun. This has been Team DDP Yoga. When the 10% comes a-knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.